You may have heard the phrase, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. But does that apply spiritually? Well, yes and no. Do you always approach God the same way? And who or what is your model in how you approach Him? There's a difference between what should never change and what should be open to change, between what is genuinely sacred and what is not. The theme of this meditation from Hebrews chapter 13 is consistency. Being consistent in your desire to pursue a very consistent God, but then being consistent in imitating others in best practices of how to approach God. Being open to new aspects of who He is and what it means to walk with Him. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a space of a firm foundation. Just settle firmly into wherever you are. Your legs, your arms, your body, all settled into where you are. And consent to surrender this time to God, Spirit, and Son. Start first by listening and responding to this prayer from James chapter 1 and respond, Lord God, You are my foundation. Don't be fooled, my dear friends. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father. And Lord God, You are my foundation. Every gift comes from the Father who created all the lights in heaven. And Lord God, You are my foundation. He is always the same and never makes dark shadows by changing. Lord God, You are my foundation. He wanted us to be His own special people, and so He sent the true message to give us new birth. Lord God, You are my foundation. Spend a few more moments now, just raising your heart and your mind and your ears towards the eternal God as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart through Christ to be changed from one degree of glory into another. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and deliberately take note of any external concerns blocking you from God. What path are you walking that you are uncertain of the destination? Well, take these moments to scan your thoughts and emotions for any signs of wobbling, disparity, any variance in your walk with God. Just pause here and ponder over any distractions you may be experiencing. Don't dwell on them. Just simply note them for now. Now take time to move from noting distractions to letting them pass. Consenting to the presence and the action of God within you, walking you past those distractions, those wobbles, those feelings of uncertainty. Scan your thoughts and emotions for any uncertainty and just let it pass by without effort. As you center on Christ and His certain foundation. Your mind may wander as you note your distractions, and that's natural. Let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to the consistency of Christ. Perhaps whisper the word foundation as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word foundation to help you return to the consistency of God's presence. Now, in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Simply be aware of what God might be calling out to you. Listen to His voice from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, from the New International Reader's Version. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What did you hear? Where did you notice your attention being drawn? Well, begin to silently meditate on that for just a few moments. After pausing for that moment just then, what if God still rings in your mind? Once more, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So rest here longer as you contemplate the consistency of the eternal God. In this second reading, relate the passage to your current reality. Be aware of any feelings that the Holy Spirit stirs. Just notice how you respond emotionally as you listen with your heart to a wider reading now from the New American Standard Bible. Remember those who led you, who spoke the Word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, now imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of those wise teachers that came before you, those that you can learn from now. Consider for a moment how you can imitate them. In this third reading, simply let the words wash over you. No reflection, no response. Just allow the Spirit to draw you close as you linger in this place of deep association with God in a wider reading now from the Amplified Version. Remember your leaders, for it was they who brought you the word of God. And consider the result of their conduct, the outcome of their godly lives. And now imitate their faith, their conviction that God exists and is the creator and the ruler of all things, the provider of eternal salvation through Christ. And imitate, too, their reliance on God with absolute trust and confidence in His power, in His wisdom, and in His goodness. Jesus Christ is eternally changeless, always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation for a moment, consider the life of the writer of Hebrews, maybe one of the apostles, maybe Paul or Peter. What of their faith can you imitate? In your mind's eye, watch them as they study. See them as they pray. What of their reliance on God can you model? And if not them, consider the life of a teacher or a mentor that you know. What of their time with God can you mirror and imitate? Take all the time that you need. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God in your present reality. Who do you want to model? What do you want your walk to be like? We become what we want to be by consistently being what we want to become day by day. Christ never changes. But how can you explore new ways to approach Him? Consider even how the Holy Spirit may be directing your time with God using encounter. What is something new that you've learned from God recently? Consider how His meditation deepened your connection with the unchanging eternal God. Once again, take all the time that you need. Rest for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Lord God, You are my foundation. Let that be the sacred word the Holy Spirit gives to help you return to the Lord throughout your day. Foundation. Now receive this prayer of blessing over you from His word. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you. Thank God for them now. Consider the result of their conduct and imitate their faith. Thank God for what they have taught you. Remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So may the consistency of his presence fill you with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen. You know, it's perfectly natural to wobble and be unsure of your steps. But rejoice in those moments as reminders that the shifting sand on which you walk serves to remind you of the firm foundation on which Christ stands. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to be his foundation for someone you encounter. A friend, a family member, or a wandering soul. Who can you help be strong today? Who can you be consistent in loving and let them see the face of God? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset, just be honest with your own weaknesses and surrender the illusion of your own might and power. Find divine strength in your human frailty, because it is then and there you will encounter the everlasting God.